to Psukei HaDaf. We are learning today Brachos Daf Chof Zayin. This is the 27th Daf in Brachos, and there are only two Psukim on this Daf. We're going to be focusing on the Pasuk, which is in Shmois Tes Zayin Chof Aleph, the 16th chapter of the book of Exodus, the 21st Pasuk, and here is how it reads. Vayelaktu oisoi baboiker baboiker, and they collected it every morning. Ish kefi achloi, each man according to their needs of eating, v'chama shemesh v'namos, and the sun would then heat up and it would melt. This is obviously referring to the manna, to the mon, which fell during the time that the nation of Israel were in the desert, and it's been told to us that in the mornings at a certain point, the manna would actually melt. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Chof Zayin Amud Aleph tells us that there's a drasha which is learnt out of this, and that is that there's two stages of the sun's heat. There's a stage where what is in the heat of the sun itself is warm, and then there is a stage where even the shadows get warm as well, which is late at midday. The earlier time, 4 hours into the day, being the time where a person can daven until, and the later time is the bedi'evad opinion. We're going to see about that later on in the Gemara itself. Now, what's really going on over here? Clearly, this is referring to the manna, the man, which would fall on a daily basis for the nation of Israel when they were in the desert. But we see the reality is that it melted every morning. That means to say, just to understand this clearly, is that if a person had collected the manna for the day, in their house it would last. But if they were to leave it on the ground, it would melt. That itself sounds incongruous and therefore miraculous itself, just understanding the context of this. Now, why would this be? Why would Hashem make it that it would melt so early in the day? The Chizkun in the Ralbag explain to teach you a very important lesson. So, Sibev ze Hashem yisale kedei shilaktuhu bezrizus, says the Ralbag, in order to make sure that we are alacritous. We're not going to sleep in. We're not going to just, turn over and push the snooze 7 times today. We're going to get out there and we're going to earn our breakfast because there's very little earning we need to do in life when we're in the desert. And this is one of the things. So get out there and get going. That's the level number one. The Malbim adds an extra nimuk to this, an extra depth to this. And that is that just beforehand, we're talking about people who kept over the manna from night to night. You're not supposed to keep the manna. You're not supposed to be living a life of putting away and thinking about the future. You're supposed to be living in the now and within the relationship of Hashem. Very unique time in history where people did not need to think about tomorrow. But there were people who in their human way kept on thinking about tomorrow. They weren't happy enough to think about today. They weren't trusting enough in Hashem to think about only today. And therefore they put it away. So for those people, says the Malbim, it melted in the mornings. So there was no way they could put it away. That's a second level of depth. Third level of depth. Why did this happen? Rashi says very simply, because what happened was when it melted, it entered the water supply. Naase necholim, it turned into rivers. V'shoisim imenu ayalim v'tzvaim, and the beasts of the desert would drink from those streams, and the nations would hunt those beasts, would hunt those animals, and taste the sweetness of that meat, and know there was something unique, something special. There was some sort of residue that was going on over here. And they were able to praise Israel. V'yodim ha'shivchon shel Yisrael. Know the praise of Israel. And I wonder if Rashi is telling us actually a metaphor. A metaphor perhaps for the Jewish mission upon earth. And that is that we have a very specific task in this world. To find meaning, to bring godliness into this world, to be, as some ways is described, or lagoyim, to a light unto the nations. When we do this, when we are able to impart that light, when we're able to take care of ourselves in our own cocoon first, hopefully, the residue of that flows over, and the world around us becomes a better place. The neighborhoods we live in, the countries we live in, become a better place, and they taste the specialty. But if we lose our Jewish character and we aren't doing what we're supposed to in the first place, it's going to be very hard for everybody to taste that. Let's get it right internally and hope that perhaps we can embetter the world around us. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.